My name is Jenny Clement, and I'm a PhD student at A&M under Dr. C. Wayne Smith and Dr. Steve Haig. And today I'm going to talk about performance of a few selected lines from 94L25. So 94L25 was a line created at A&M under Dr. Wayne Smith. Significance was it has a longer fiber length. It's 1.25, around 1.25 inches. And it was released, the germplasm was released in 2003. So Dr. Dick Auld took 94L25 in 2001 and mutated it with EMS. The M2s were grown in Lubbock. The M3s were taken down to College Station in 2004. Selections were made in the M4s, and 25 lines were selected for replicated trials in 2007 and in 2008. In these replicated trials, we also had 25 mutated lines. We had the parent 94L25, and we had two commercial checks, FM832 and Phytogen 72. This is an analysis of variance for all 28 entries. We looked at lint, gen turnout, length, strength, micronair, length uniformity, elongation, nodes above white flower, and height. As you can see here, there was a significant year effects for all traits except gen turnout. For genotype, every trait was significant. And for year by genotype interaction, the only one that was not significant was length uniformity. There's a couple bar graphs showing the yield for all 25 mutated lines and the three checks. In 2007 and 2008, TAM94L25 is in maroon, Fibromax 832 in blue, and Phytogen 72 in green. You can see here that the ranking of the three did not change from year to year. However, the ranking of the mutants changed from one year to the next. We also had two different growing environments in 2007 and 2008. 2007 was a very wet year in College Station. 2008 was very dry. You can see how the yield was affected. I chose to present on four lines. They are represented here: 9315, 9596, 9653, and 9419, as compared to the parent in blue, 94L25. The letters are mean separation across all entries. So, and as the graphs go, I have a series of graphs, and they will stay in this order throughout the presentation. So for yield, 9419 was significantly lower than the other four in 2007, and in 2008, there was no significant difference across these five. For percent gen turnout, 9419 was significantly higher than the other four in 2007. For length, 9419 was significantly lower in 2007. It is also to be noted that 9315, 9596, and 9653 were higher than the parent 94L25 in length for 2007. Now 9596 remained higher than the parent in 2008. For strength, 9419 was significantly lower in 2007 and in 2008 compared to the other four. And it is also to be noted that Strength did increase in 2007 compared to the parent in three of the lines, 9315, 9596, and 9653. For Micronair, 9419 was significantly higher in both years. Percent uniformity, 9419 was once again lower than the other four listed in 2007 and 2008. Percent elongation, 9419 was significantly higher than the other four in both 2007 and 2008. Though it is to be noted that 94L25 did not ever have a really good elongation. For nodes above white flower in 2007, 9315 and 9596 were significantly higher, showing they were later maturing. And in 2008, there was no significant difference among these five. The no significant difference in 2008 could very well be due to the dry environment is known to compress maturity. For height, 9315 and 9653 were taller in both 2007 and 2008. So this is a scatter plot showing yield versus length in the 25 mutated lines, TEM94L25, and the commercial lines FM832 and Phytogen 72. The black dots represent 2007 and the red is 2008. The blue circles show 94L25, and you can see by their close proximity it's a very stable trait compared to the rest of the scatter, shown that the mutations caused genotype by environment interaction. Towards the bottom left corner, the two or three dots over here represent negative mutations for length and yield. And the upper right corner showing favorable conditions for improvements in length versus yield in 2008. So in conclusion, the main point of this project was to increase variability, which was achieved, in both yield potential, fiber traits, and plant morphology. These sets of lines we've been able to form orthogonal fiber contrast, which should give us great insight into spinning properties. And for future work, we're going to spin it. A diallele is also in progress to determine inheritance of fiber traits. And if the traits continue to hold, we'll be screening for molecular markers. I'd like to acknowledge the Texas Department of Agriculture, Cotton Incorporated Texas State Support, and Cotton Incorporated Core Funding. Any questions?
Good.